This is where my fountain's supposed to go, sir. We need light.
This is role playing. The scene is a young woman having a manic episode, and she is frantically rearranging the furniture in her apartment to build a fountain for coffee. The actress is 17-year-old Vanni Wallace.
Usually they just give you a general overview of your character and what they're trying to do and the like if they're manic or if they're depressive or something like that. But then it's really just kind of your character and you get to run with it wherever you want to go.
Liz, is this your new boyfriend?
In the scene, the roommate is concerned and calls the police. The officer being trained now tries to deal with this young woman, calm her down, but she's clearly frustrating him.
By the end of the week, you will.
The way she was moving, man.
Officer William Kasberg with the San Antonio Police Department Mental Health Unit steps in and gives some pointers.
You didn't elevate your voice. You didn't try to grab a hold of her.
Kasberg is with the SAPD Impact Program, the Integrated Mobile Partners Action Team, which is comprised of two mental health officers and a specially trained paramedic. They frequently find themselves in situations where people are having mental health emergencies. The goal is to de-escalate the scene and get the subject into mental health services.
The biggest thing we want you guys to do is really focus on is reassurance of safety. Paranoia, if they demonstrate any kind of paranoia, reassure them you're not in trouble. Nobody's going to hurt you. We're here to help you.
Law enforcement officers from across Texas are taking part in the training, and they will be bringing what they learned here back to their departments to train other officers. In San Antonio, David Martin Davies reporting.